One of the most expensive and high-profile congressional primaries in the country is playing out in Chicago. On Tuesday, voters in the overwhelmingly Democratic 5th District will be selecting their nominees. The race began as a referendum on power, entitlement, and ties to former President Bill Clinton. Now it's been overshadowed by ethnic tension and charges of anti-Semitism. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The 5th Congressional District in Illinois is on Chicago's north side. It's a diverse white ethnic community, as the names of its most recent representatives can attest. Incumbent Rob Blagojevich replaced Michael Flanagan, who defeated longtime Congressman Dan Rostenkowski. 8 Democrats are running to replace Blagojevich, who's running for governor. They include former Clinton aide Rahm Emanuel.
Hello. Now, out of courtesy, will you please be quiet and
This is stop 3 on Emanuel's long campaign schedule for the day, a seniors meeting at St. Teclis, a Catholic church.
So let's get the most important piece of business out of the way. I'm going to donate $20 to one of the bingo games.
He can afford the $20. Emanuel, an investment banker, has raised more than $1.6 million for this race, which is the third most of any non-incumbent congressional candidate in the country. Born in Chicago, a product of the suburbs, Emanuel's been endorsed by Mayor Richard Daley and the AFL-CIO. Bill Clinton came to town to campaign on his behalf. A Clinton White House staffer, Emanuel was the former president's point man on NAFTA and gun control. This is his first run for public office.
I'm proud of the economic performance that I was a part of, a minimum wage increase, a balanced budget, investments in education and healthcare and the environment. I had specific roles to play in the area of healthcare, like a children's health insurance program, or help negotiating the balanced budget.
Hi, sir. I'm Nancy Kazak. I'm running for Congress. Appreciate your support on March 19th.
For the other front runner, Nancy Kazak, the campaign day starts with greeting commuters at one of Chicago's elevated train stations. The former state lawmaker heads a group that works to preserve open land. This is her second run for the office. She narrowly lost the primary in 1996. She has the backing of the Teamsters. She's also been endorsed by Emily's List, the pro-abortion rights political action committee, which backs female Democratic candidates. Kazak says, unlike Rahm Emanuel, she is of the neighborhood.
I've lived in this community for 25 years. I know these folks. I know their issues and concerns, and I want to represent them in Washington to make their life easier, to deal with a lot of the economic concerns that they have about paying bills and getting the kind of medical treatment that they need. It's important for people in a community to have somebody from their community represent them.
Kazak is of Polish descent in a district where 1 out of every 5 voters has a Polish background. The race took a nasty turn when Ed Moskal, the head of the city's Polish-American Congress and a Kazak backer, leveled an attack against Emanuel, who is Jewish. Many saw it as anti-Semitic.
Backed by huge sums of money, this millionaire carpetbagger who knows nothing about our values, our causes, our expectations, or our heritage is claiming he deserves to be our representative. As many in our community perhaps don't know, he was a citizen of another country and served in their armed forces for 2 years.
Emanuel was outraged with what he heard.
The comments made by Mr. Moskal are deplorable. They're sick, and they're filled with hatred.
Nancy Kazak did not immediately repudiate Moskal's comments, but she showed up uninvited to Emanuel's press conference.
I came here not as a political statement, but as a statement of unity. I object to these statements just as much as Mr. Emanuel does.
Chicago political scientist Paul Green says this flare-up is in many ways vintage Chicago.
This is a throwback to the way Chicago politics operated in the late 19th century. Long before there were racial issues, there were ethnic and religious issues in Chicago.
Polls show Emanuel and Kazak virtually tied for the lead. In a contest where both candidates agree on many of the issues, the result may turn on the intricacies of ethnicity and gender. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.